This is HeartWise, offering practical tips and time-proven guidelines to make your life healthier, happier, and more fulfilling. Today you'll learn simple, Bible-based principles for building and maintaining optimum mental and physical health, all while deepening your relationship with your Creator. Hello, everyone. This is Charles Mills, health reporter for HeartWise Ministries. Let me ask you a question, listener. Are you experiencing anxiety, depression, cravings, poor sleep, or irritability? Well, you may be surprised to learn that those very unpleasant symptoms could be the result of a thyroid imbalance. That's right, thyroid. Our guest today has written not one but two books on the subject of the thyroid, and he's here to talk about his latest release, Thyroid Mind Power, published by Rodale. Richard Chamas is a medical doctor practicing in San Rafael, California. Dr. Chamas, welcome to HeartWise.
It is a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Charles.
Now, make the connection for us here, doctor. What does a gland in our neck have to do with what's going on in our brain?
It's very easy. The gland in the neck, called the thyroid, controls our metabolism. And the brain is the most metabolic, the most highly metabolic tissue in the body. It's 3 pounds of tissue, use 40% of the oxygen and 40% of the blood sugar of the whole body.
Wow.
So the metabolism in the brain is a key feature of how well the brain is working. And, you know, the brain drives the mind, but thyroid drives the brain. Thyroid is the key metabolic factor for your brain function and for doing well. Thyroid imbalance frequently causes brain imbalance, and it wouldn't be such a problem except that thyroid imbalance is extremely common and often missed.
Now, why the intense interest here, doctor, in this particular part of the anatomy? Something tells me there may be a story here, a personal story?
Certainly, there's a personal story. I was involved in thyroid as one of many different conditions that I treated until my wife came down with the condition. Then I became very interested in it. I told her to see an endocrinologist. The endocrinologist gave her treatment that brought her halfway back to where she was before. She was not functioning well, both body and mind. And the endocrinologist said, this is as good as it gets. Well, my wife is a spunky nurse, and she didn't settle for that. And she said, you know, he's missing something. He's missing a lot of things. And I checked into it and found out she was right. We went to the university. The university endocrinologist, who only did thyroid, said, oh, no, you can do a lot more than just what you've been given, and started her off on a couple of different regimens. She got much better. She eventually regained her entire function. And that's when I became a thyroid doctor. I said, oh, wow, if these endocrinologists are missing it, maybe a lot of other doctors like myself are missing it. And this is an extremely common problem. It affects maybe 10% of the population. People don't realize how common thyroid difficulties are. There's more thyroid pills being dispensed by pharmacies than any other category of medicine.
Now, if this is so huge and there are so many needs for help in this area, you are a medical doctor. Why did not you hear about this in your medical school? Why aren't we teaching what you're about to say in our medical schools across the board?
It is being taught, but it is being taught as if it's a smaller problem than it actually is. It has gotten, in more recent years, to become more and more of an epidemic, partly because of the pollution of the air, food, and water with synthetic chemicals that people didn't realize were affecting the thyroid preferentially. The thyroid gland is the most sensitive tissue in the body to the effects of hormone disruptor synthetic chemicals. So, for instance, DDT was banned. You know why? It was a hormone disruptor. It was such a strong estrogen, it could turn roosters into hens. I mean, this is scientifically documented, and that substance is banned. But there's 80,000 other substances that are also hormone disruptors that are not banned, that are being investigated gradually, slowly. And meanwhile, a great deal of our metabolic health is suffering. And when metabolic health suffers, brain and mind health suffer.
So the culprit really is from outside. It's the environment that seems to be affecting the metabolic function of the thyroid. Am I on the right track?
You're on the right track. Now, of course, there's other factors. The current pace of modern life, with the stress that people are dealing with, in terms of just making a living, or in terms of threats to the environment, or threats to the political structure, and so forth. These worry people, and so there's a great deal more stress that affects our adrenal function. The adrenal gland is the second most likely to be affected by this pollution, mm-hmm. and therefore it suffers. And so you have a great deal of now anxiety and worry and tension and stress that is related to this thyroid function, because thyroid hormone, to work right in the body, needs adrenal hormone. So it's a double whammy. It's like a perfect storm.
Okay. All right. Now, just let's make it clear before we get into this even more. I went through some of the symptoms at the beginning. If someone is having a thyroid problem and it is affecting the mind, what are they going to feel? What's going to be happening in their lives that they should know about?
Well, sure. Okay. Thyroid problems in general cause people to feel fatigue, problems with weight, dry hair, dry skin, dry eyes, thin, cracking nails, actual hair loss. Accelerated aging is the main item. People will have worsening eyesight, worsening hearing. It's all chalked up to aging a lot of the time.
Yeah.
But it's frequently an undiagnosed subclinical thyroid problem. Many women have terrible trouble with PMS, or they have painful periods, endometriosis, actual infertility, ovarian cysts, and sometimes terrible menopause. Frequently, that is related. That is a sign that you might be having some thyroid difficulty. And there are many other kinds of symptoms. The list of possible thyroid symptoms is pages and pages long, because the thyroid controls the metabolism of every organ and every cell, every tissue in the body.
Now, you mentioned memory loss. Can it sometimes be misdiagnosed as Alzheimer's?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
Really?
We have, there's a difficulty in diagnosing Alzheimer's for sure. They're working on it, but for a long time, the only way to really diagnose it for sure was at postmortem by autopsy.
Yeah.
There's certain brain changes that occur with that particular illness. But the symptoms when you're living from those brain changes are similar to the symptoms that a person would have with low thyroid. Undiagnosed low thyroid causes dementia. Mm. It causes a memory loss. It causes confusion. It's a befuddlement. It's a lack of memory recall. It's a lack of focus, a lack of concentration. This is seen in thyroid conditions. Endocrinologists, when they see these symptoms in people with a thyroid problem, they realize this is a physical problem, a hormonal difficulty that's causing mental symptoms. They treat it with thyroid medicine, and frequently those mental symptoms get better and better and better.
Now, of course, I wouldn't be talking with you unless you came at this from a slightly different angle than normal. Let's first of all say, can the symptoms, all of them, be reversed or eased following a treatment that you're about to tell us about?
Well, sure. The thyroid condition, thyroid problems, are much easier to treat than depression or mental problems with anxiety, the memory difficulties, sleep problems. These are like mental type illnesses that have a variety of medicines, all of which are very expensive, some of which have terrible side effects. And their treatment is not that, they don't have as good a track record as simply treating thyroid. Now, not all mental symptoms and mental illness is caused by thyroid by any means. That's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is maybe 40% of depression is known by the scientists to be thyroid related.
Wow.
And people who have that kind of depression get better when they take thyroid medicine, much more quickly, much more completely than when they take antidepressants.
Antidepressants. Okay. All right. Now, when someone comes into your office, you make it clear in your book that you have what you call the temple of diagnosis. There are four types of information you're looking at. You call them the four pillars holding up the temple of diagnosis. The first pillar is symptoms. Now, you've mentioned a lot of them there. When someone walks in and sits across from you, can you just tell by looking at them some of the thyroid problems they may be suffering from?
Well, sure. After doing this for the 35 years, I've seen enough of it that I can tell what kind of people seem to be having mental symptoms due to their thyroid. Now, the people that have frequently, these are people that have thyroid symptoms that are on the physical plane that we've talked about. And sometimes one of them is being very chilly or having cold hands. Other people think their hands and feet are cold. And the person actually feels sensitive to the weather. They have a very narrow range of what they can tolerate in terms of heat or cold. This is frequently a thyroid person. When I hear someone talking like that, and then they say, oh, and my memory is off, and I've been very depressed. This looks to me like someone who could easily be checked further and found to have a thyroid difficulty. This is so common and so often overlooked. This is why I wrote the Thyroid Mind Power book. This is why I did the Thyroid Mind Power website. This is why I consult with people all over the country. I talk to people on the phone who have not been given a good diagnosis. They know that there's something wrong, or they've been treated for thyroid even, but they've been treated inadequately. And I am able to see that doctors in every state, I've been able to consult with people all over the United States and find that many of my colleagues are just not giving this the attention that it deserves. And with good attention, many of these problems resolve. So to answer your question, yes, you can see it. And yes, you can treat it. And many of the problems with depression, anxiety, memory loss, sleep difficulties, and sometimes even the cravings that are called addictions, these are thyroid-related and often resolve nicely with good thyroid care.
We are talking with Dr. Richard Shamus. He is the author of Thyroid Mind Power, and his website is thyroidmindpower.com. We'll take a short break, and when we come back, we'll talk about those other three pillars of diagnosis, and we have some very good news to share with you today if you are suffering from this particular ailment. So stay right where you are.
Welcome to Live with Sam. I'm Sam here in my house with my mother, who just happens to be the world's greatest cook. She makes healthy meals for her family using only whole plant foods. Mom, welcome to Live with Sam.
Have you finished your homework yet?
Yes.
Is your room clean?
Mom, we're kind of on the air right now. You said I could interview you?
Wait! Oh no, I look terrible!
Mom, it's radio. People can't see you.
Honey, I'm having a really bad hair day. Can we do this tomorrow?
Don't worry, Mom. You look great. Really.
If you say so.
I've told everyone what a great cook you are. I want them to know your secret. Take, for instance, your bean soup. Like everything else you make, there's no meat in it because we're vegetarian. But it's delicious. How do you do that?
Well, I throw dried beans into a slow cooker with some water and a pinch of salt and let it simmer overnight.
You don't add any secret sauce or special herbs and spices?
Nope. Water and salt. Are you sure no one can see me?
Wait a minute. How about your awesome breads? How about that spaghetti dish you made yesterday? Or my favorite, Mexican food. Certainly you do something special with them.
Oh, maybe a little spice or seasoning here or there. But I figure that God put wonderful flavors in his foods, and I shouldn't get in the way by adding a bunch of other stuff. The simpler, the better, I always say.
Awesome. Thanks, Mom. This is Sam for Live with Sam.
God has given us everything we need to be healthy inside and out. During Creation Week, he established a health plan for every creature on Earth. To learn more about healthy living and about the God who created us all, go to kidsbibleinfo.com. That's kidsbibleinfo.com. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists. Welcome back to the program. I'm Charles Mills. We're here with Dr. Richard Shamus. He is the author of Thyroid Mind Power. And Dr. Shamus, during the break, you and I were talking about how this program is sponsored by a cardiologist. And is there a connection here between the thyroid and the heart?
Absolutely, Charles. It's been known for probably over 60 years that there's a major connection between a low thyroid difficulty or a high thyroid difficulty and cardiac problems. Mm. Now, it was not known how closely related these conditions are until 2001. The major cardiac study worldwide was called the Rotterdam Study. And they found, among other things, but they found that thyroid problems are a separate, independent risk factor for heart disease and stroke. And that means that thyroid is as important as being overweight, having high blood pressure, having high cholesterol, maybe smoking cigarettes. You know, these are extremely important as far as the etiology of heart disease. And having a thyroid problem is just as important. It's part of that whole spectrum.
Wow. Okay. The second pillar of your temple of diagnosis, I need to move through these quickly so we can have time to talk about the cure. The second pillar of diagnosis is family history. What kind of information are you looking for from a family history that can indicate that there may be a thyroid problem in a patient?
Thyroid is the most inherited of all illnesses.
Wow.
I mean, more than diabetes even. Okay, so it turns out if anyone in your family, not just your father or mother or your kids or siblings, but if your aunts and uncles and cousins, anybody in your family has ever had anything like a thyroid problem, either high or low,
yeah,
that means you are more likely to have a thyroid problem, sometimes much more likely.
Okay. All right. So that means due diligence needs to be given if your family has this problem. The third pillar of temple diagnosis are lab tests. Now, what kind of tests do you do and do they hurt?
No. The lab tests are very simple. It's a simple blood test. And the problem with lab testing for thyroid is that there's one overrated screening test that is used all the time and sometimes solely as the one thyroid test to determine whether you have it or you don't have it. It is not up for that task. It can tell whether you have severe thyroid problems or not, but it doesn't tell whether you have mild thyroid problems or not. And there's now recent evidence. This was in the newsletters for the Massachusetts General Hospital at Harvard, that subclinical mild thyroid illnesses is a factor in having a healthy mood, healthy brain function. There are studies that show that people who would be told they are normal on regular testing have enough of a thyroid problem to be causing difficulties in brain function.
Hmm.
This has been proven. It's two separate studies in 2012 were showing this. So it's major news that people need to know about. It was understood for a while, that for the last 5 years, that mild thyroid problems also cause difficulties with weight. These are the mild thyroid problems that are not diagnosed by the regular tests, causing people to have difficulties with their weight that can be handled with the treatment of the thyroid condition.
All right, and we're going to talk about that in just a moment, but let me get this last fourth pillar of diagnosis. Associated illnesses, what are some red flags you're looking for in a patient?
Anything that's autoimmune. Okay, diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis. If you had that in your family or if you have had any autoimmune condition, you're much more likely to have thyroid. Mm-hmm. But there's other things, anything such as like carpal tunnel syndrome, mitral valve prolapse. These are conditions that a doctor hears and should be thinking about, thyroid's a factor here.
Yeah.
Endometriosis. So anything autoimmune, anything rheumatoid, or some of these other items that I've mentioned, should be a clue for the patient and the doctor that there's a thyroid problem.
All right, the last 5 minutes of our program, let's talk about some good news. Now that we know the problem, where do we begin to find the cure, Dr. Shamas?
The cure is available all around. Sometimes it's as simple as taking the right vitamins and minerals. Hmm. Some of these mild thyroid conditions would do very nicely if people would take more vitamin D and selenium. Selenium is commonly available. It's in every vitamin store and health food store, and a couple of hundred micrograms of selenium added to your program could be very helpful because it's often the missing link in converting storage thyroid hormone into active thyroid hormone.
Mm-hmm.
And now, vitamin D, it turns out it's not just a vitamin. Vitamin D is a necessary co-hormone.
Yes.
For thyroid function. Absolutely necessary. If you don't have vitamin D right where you have a molecule of thyroid hormone, that molecule of thyroid hormone doesn't work. It's that important.
Yeah.
So that's not a vitamin. That's a necessary co-hormone.
Yes.
And Nobel Prize went to the fellow who figured that out. So right now, what people can do is a couple of hundred micrograms of selenium and a couple of thousand international units of vitamin D. That would change millions of people's lives. Just that. But there's very good treatment available in addition in terms of prescription medicines. You have to go to a doctor. You have to get good testing. Now, on my website, the Thyroid Mind Power website, there's a link to a very good lab, a lab that has a higher government certification for accuracy than all of the labs that put a needle in your arm. Mm-hmm. It's a lab that will do a home test kit that you can order, right, by yourself, for yourself, without a doctor's say-so. You get a very good test, a test that's going to be better than what you would get if a doctor ordered it. And yes. The results go right to you with an interpretation guide.
Yep.
And then you can take that to your doctor and say, look, I think I do have a thyroid problem. Let's try some thyroid medicine. There are many thyroid medicines, not just one. The problem with treatment is doctors are focusing on just one thyroid medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And that's called levothyroxine, or Synthroid is one brand name of that. It is a fine medicine for some people, but other people need different thyroid medicines. Luckily, there is about 10 others that might be more effective. So if you're on a thyroid regimen and it's not working well for you, you might want to change it to something else that'll work better.
And the last 2 minutes of our program here, can you tell us some things we can do lifestyle-wise to help us along this route?
Sure, sure. Now, we talked earlier in the program about the synthetic chemicals that are hormone disruptors.
Yes.
Living a life that is more free of these synthetic chemicals will help your thyroid. So what does this mean? It means looking at labels, because the synthetic chemicals in foods have to be on the label. You read the label. If you cannot pronounce it, don't eat it. Okay?
Good idea.
There's a good idea. And many people do better with pure water that doesn't have chemicals in it, mm-hmm. including fluoride, which is a little bit of a problem for thyroid people. Okay? And the other kinds of chemicals that are in water, if you can get a water purifier, that will help your thyroid. Okay, mm-hmm. That's important. But also, maybe choosing to eat more organic, mm-hmm. if you can. Mm-hmm. That's the food that's raised without a lot of the chemical fertilizers or chemical pesticides. Mm-hmm. That can be helpful, because these synthetic chemicals are disrupting a lot of our thyroid condition.
Well, there's much more we can say, but it has been said in the book Thyroid Mind Power by our guest today, Dr. Richard Shames. That's Shames. His website is thyroidmindpower.com, thyroidmindpower.com. I recommend that you check that out as well. And I just am so glad, Dr. Shames, that you have given us some hope, because there's a lot of people out there living without hope, but you have said to them, you can get better, you can find ways of improving your lifestyle, both with medicines and with lifestyle changes, and that's good news for a lot of people. Thank you so much for being with us today and sharing this with us. Appreciate it.
Charles, it's a pleasure.
And listener, I want you to know that this program is here for you. You can visit heartwiseministries.org as well to find information about these and other ailments that you may be suffering from. We want you well and happy, just as God wants you well and happy. That's very important to us. So, until next time, this is Charles Mills along with Dr. Richard Shames, inviting you to remain heartwise. Goodbye, everyone. Thank you for joining us today on Heartwise. If you'd like more information on how to build and maintain optimum physical, mental, and spiritual health, log on to heartwiseministries.org. HeartWise is a listener-supported program, and your partnership with us would be greatly appreciated. Once again, our web address is heartwiseministries.org.